Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, I Love Because I Am Loved.
A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 11 to 18. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in God and God in us, that God has given us of God's Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Saviour of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in that person and that person in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in them. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as God is, so we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so no one who fears is not yet perfect. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. The word of the Lord. In the reading from the letter of John today, he says, no one has ever seen God. Yet, at Christmas time, during Mass, we say about Jesus, in him we see our God made visible. And so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. We cannot see God the Father, but we can see God who is Jesus. We see him in the Eucharist. We see him in many artistic impressions. In fact, we know he looked like many Middle Eastern young men. We see Jesus in the Gospels as he speaks to us. We see him as he touches us in love. That is the God we do see. I love being a minister of God's love. I see that as a great blessing and very satisfying. An Irish priest friend of mine said something strongly in the midst of all the troubles in Ireland. I am a minister of God's love, not God's hate. This was prophetic, considering so many in the name of God were teaching people to hate their enemy. It was a time of great cruelty, but also conversion. Because conversion, not hate, is the answer. That was even more true today. As I look around the world, I see many people struggling, not because they have done evil and are being punished, but because the anxieties of their life overwhelm them. By helping them, I am able to share God's love in little ways that will make their lives better and more happy. That is what thousands are doing in this pandemic. Medical personnel and healthcare workers who, despite the danger to themselves, are helping the sick. So then, what John says today makes great sense. We obey God's commandments by loving one another and believing in Jesus Christ. We can only believe because God's Spirit is living in us. The Holy Spirit, we say, powerfully yet gently teaches and guides us. The gifts of the Spirit, Paul teaches in his letter to the Galatians, are peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, trustfulness, goodness, and self-control. When we reflect on those words, we see that they are the basis of our love for others. I've been watching Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. At the end of her daily show, she has a segment called Lives Well Led, reflections on the lives of people who have died from COVID. Tragic deaths, but beautiful lives. A police chief in Detroit, whose photos all show him smiling and loving people. He was a minister of God's love. He lived a service-oriented life. He wasn't a harsh police officer. Then there was a grandmother who raised her children and grandchildren, and yet she died way too young. And a young woman suffering Down syndrome, whose smile was infectious. All these people I see as Spirit-inspired. John's letter tells us that it is because we experience the love of God that we accept the responsibility to love one another, even those we find it hard to love as we should. I think of parents who love children who have broken their hearts, or people who love those they do not know, but they see their needs, when there is a horrible road accident, those people stop at great inconvenience to help others. And finally, John says today, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. He says, fear has to do with punishment. And that sadly dictates many of our relationships with God. Many of us are afraid of God because we think God will punish us on account of our sins. What we have to remember mostly is that God forgives us. And as Pope Francis says so often, God's name is mercy. I know that my parents were like God to me. I was always loved by them and knew it. And that formed the basis of my relationship with God. God is father and mother to me. And following the teaching of John today, I can say it is the Spirit that gives life. Well, thanks for listening to me, and I hope that 2021 is a very blessed year for all of you.